The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I just want to...
I am unhappy.
Oh my God. Erica is so mad at me today. I found a story that I can't wait to share with everyone. And
you're
I think Tiak has seen it too.
Driving by and throwing tomatoes at you.
No. This is amazing. Do you understand how nature works?
I don't like to.
Okay, but nature works a certain way. Like,
is this about? Oh, I think I know what it's about.
Like sometimes, like there are cute little bunnies, and I think you go like, "Yay, cute little bunnies!"
Oh, they're in my neighborhood.
Yeah,
and Swanson tries to chase them.
Right in my neighborhood, it's like packed with bunnies. But then around March or whatever, you hear it sounds like women being harmed, and you're like, "What is that sound?" They're just like screaming and crying. You're like, "Oh, those are coyote pups." So they just like wail and scream and cry. And then 2 days later, you go out and it's like, where are all the bunnies? Oh. The coyotes ate all the bunnies.
Is that why the bunnies are in my neighborhood now?
Yeah, because there's no coyotes. There's nothing to, the bunnies are running rampant because you need predators to take care of those bunnies.
I guess Swanson isn't cutting it.
Yeah.
No, we don't let him catch them.
So there is a zoo in Denmark.
Mm-hmm.
Is this what you thought it was?
Yep. Asking people, hey, have you got some unwanted pets? Swing them by the zoo.
Do you know how disgusting this is? This is an abomination. And every...
It's the circle of life.
No.
Sing it with me. The circle of life.
The circle of life isn't someone gets a pet to care for them and to give them the perfect, wonderful life that they deserve. Mm-hmm. And then decides, I don't want them anymore. Feed you to the wolves. Mm-hmm. That's not the circle of life.
I think it's like tigers and lions, but...
Yeah, sure.
Oh.
Feed you to the tigers and lions.
Does it change your mind that they are specifically asking for chickens, rabbits, and guinea pigs?
Get those guinea pigs
and,
in there.
And big fat chihuahuas in the Parker area.
No!
Hack has booked a flight to Denmark.
This is so yucky. Those chickens were your pets, too.
No.
Those guinea pigs were probably in a classroom once.
Do you really think it's that bad?
Yes, I think that PETA should get involved.
But there's the opposite side. Like you just said, the bunnies are cute, but also the coyote pups. They're hungry.
They're cute too.
They're
if you saw
cuter.
A starving coyote pup, what are you going to go like, hey man, here's some eggplant?
No. I'd say, get out of here. You're going to try to pick up my dog in a couple years.
And if you leave your dog in a coyote-friendly area, that should happen.
You're disgusting.
I'm not disgusting. I'm just saying, but that you're not going to do that. You're a great dog mom. But like, if your dog is reaching the end.
No. Mm. You don't just leave it for a coyote.
Why wouldn't you let your dog fulfill their purpose as
my dog's purpose is to be my child.
Until it's not.
No, I know. And I've thought a lot about this. I'm going to be a wreck.
You're
going to
be a wreck. But you'd be less of a wreck if you know a lion, like, passed him through his lower intestine.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. The cute lion pups.
Those are cubs.
The cubs.
Come on, Hack. Where are you?
Yeah, I understand. It is the gross side of things, but it's the truth. I think this happens in nature. I have two chihuahuas. They're not surviving anything in the real world. I know that. They know that.
Right.
The zoo said that they would also accept horses and that the owners would get a tax deduction.
Horses for what?
IRS. We've got a big write-off coming.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.